All right, so again, young men between the ages of 18 and 33 years old, all reporting symptoms consistent with adult ADHD. On one day, the researchers asked the volunteers to cycle at a moderate intensity, just moderate now, we're not talking high intensity, moderate intensity for 20 minutes. On another day, the researchers asked the volunteers to sit and rest for 20 minutes as a comparison condition. So the participants were asked to perform a mental task requiring focus before and after each of those scenarios. So again now, in one scenario, immediately before performing the mental task, the volunteers cycled at a moderate intensity for 20 minutes. In the second scenario, the volunteers just sat and rested for 20 minutes immediately before performing the mental task. During this task, researchers measured factors such as leg movement, which is a specific sign of hyperactivity, mood, attention, and self-reported motivation to undertake the task. Leg movements and overall performance did not change after exercise, but exercise appeared to help the men feel better about performing the task. Again, notice, leg movements, seemed like there was no change. Overall performance, seemed like overall no change, even after exercise. But after exercise, the men said they felt better about performing the task. They also felt less fatigued, they felt less confused, and they felt more energetic after exercise compared to after just resting. And recall, both of those were 20 minutes. 20 minutes of exercise, on another day, 20 minutes of rest. While it's still speculation that exercise increases chemicals in the brain that reduce the ADHD symptoms, it's certainly helping. And they don't need to understand the mechanism to view it as one more coping device that people with ADHD might want to use, according to Dr. Russell Barkley, who's a clinical professor of psychiatry at Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. Barkley, who was not involved in the new research, noted that the group tested wasn't quite comparable to adults who've been clinically diagnosed with ADHD. But since exercise has already been shown to help with childhood ADHD symptoms, he suspects the same would be true for adult ADHD. How many of you either have ADHD or you know someone who has ADHD? And things are definitely going better since they've been receiving treatment. And again, treatment meaning that there may be some counseling going on and or medication. What if they were to include in the mix exercise? Cycling, walking, jogging, weightlifting. Getting on the treadmill so they can treadmill the elliptical machine. And again, find out what works for you. You know, just kind of experiment. I know a lot of people say that part of the problem with getting an exercise routine going and staying with it has to do with motivation. And some people say, well, you know, I've got to have a partner with me to keep me motivated because if I do it by myself, I won't stay with it. Okay, find two or three loyal partners who will help you stick with that exercise routine. I know for a lot of people, the time factor is a factor. You have so much going on in your lives that it is difficult to keep doing everything. And you find that occasionally, maybe frequently, something has to be taken off the plate. Keep fine-tuning your schedule. Keep managing your time. Keep managing yourselves. Don't give up on that exercise. Some of it, that motivation issue may have to do with discovering the exercise mix that works for you. This is what I mean. For some people, it's all about being on the elliptical and or the treadmill all the time. Every time they exercise, they enjoy that treadmill so much that every time they go to the gym to exercise, they don't want to even consider anything but that treadmill. They may have been working out for 2 or 3 years, and they enjoy that treadmill so much. That's all they want to do. And looking forward to hitting that treadmill for them is like a runner looking forward to jogging. And many people who jog don't do anything else. They don't lift weights. They don't do crunches. They don't do anything else. They just jog. And many of them have been jogging for 5 years, 8 years, 12 years, doing no exercise but jogging because that's what works for them. That's what they enjoy, so that's what keeps them motivated. Well, if that treadmill can keep you motivated and you'd rather not think about any other type of exercise, that's cool. Others of you may need to find 2 or 3 different types of exercises that you can combine and make part of your exercise routine, because doing just one exercise will bore you. It's not that one type of exercise is bad. It all comes down to how each of us is wired, what works for each of us as individuals. And it doesn't have to be the same thing working for everyone. Some of you are just not going to be able to keep your motivation level up, your interest level up, if you're only doing one exercise. So experiment with different types of exercises and find out, discover what kind of mix, exercise mix, works for you. Do you need to maybe get on the treadmill one day, get on the elliptical machine another day, get on that bike, the stationary bike, once or twice a week? Go outdoors and walk once or twice a week, 3 or 4 times a month. What mix works for you? Do you need to have some kind of combination of aerobic activity going and strength training? What kind of strength training works for you? Doing dips, pull-ups, squats using just your body weight? How about dips, pull-ups? One day, another day, weights. What kind of weights work for you? The universal machines? The free weights? Mixing that up. Sometimes free weights, sometimes the universal machines. Experiment. Take your time. Look, you have the rest of your life to live. And so for all practical purposes, you're going to have the rest of your life to be exercising. So don't feel like you got to make this discovery overnight. Maybe spend a few weeks experimenting to find out what works for you. If necessary, a couple of months experimenting to find out what kind of exercise helps you meet the goals you need to meet. Being inspired to keep it going. Getting in good cardiovascular workouts. What works for you? Dr. Barclay and Dr. O'Connor also note that exercise doesn't come with the risk of side effects that ADHD medications do. But Dr. Barclay cautioned that exercise also cannot replace ADHD drugs. He noted that cognitive behavioral therapy can help people with ADHD. So that's what I've been sharing with you. Exercise is something you can do in addition to standard ADHD treatments, and it really doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't have to. It can if you prefer to go to the gym. Maybe invest, if you'd like to, in your own personal gym that you set up in your home. Work out there. Hey, whatever's going to work for you, help you get the job done. All right, when we come back, it's going to be quiz time.